With what you need to know in the news on Friday, April 29th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. A Thursday afternoon fire in Toms River remains under investigation. The fire began on the second floor of a detached garage at a home on Vermont Avenue. Firefighters were able to quickly douse the flames. No injuries have been reported. 5 years ago, Christian Kane of Toms River set out on a mission to build a ball field where his now 11-year-old son Gavin and others with developmental or other disabilities can come and play ball like all the other kids. That dream has now become a reality. The RWJ Barnabas Health Toms River Field of Dreams will have their grand opening tomorrow with a private invite-only ceremony from 11:30 to 3 and then a public reception from 3 to 5. As far as games being played after Saturday, Christian Kane explains that those will be set up by area leagues.
We're offering organizations that already have Challenger baseball or Challenger soccer or Challenger football. We actually allow them to use our complex, but then people can register through them.
Now that the complex is built, Kane is happy all those kids out there will have their own field of dream to play on like all the other kids. Ocean Township alumni and University of Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett was selected 20th overall in the NFL draft on Thursday night by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pickett is the first quarterback from the Shore Conference to be drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. You can't blame the kids. New Jersey poison control experts say they're seeing a disturbing trend on the rise. Children accidentally ingesting marijuana edibles, like gummies or cookies.
More than 150 of these calls handled by the Poison Control Center last year alone. Medical Director Diane Colello says in the majority of cases, kids end up sleepy or not acting right for a day, but in rarer cases, breathing can be affected, maybe seizures.
We've had a handful of those as well.
Colello says if you have these items in your home, keep them up and away and out of sight. New Jersey's recreational marijuana law does not permit cannabis products that resemble food.
I am very hopeful that we won't have legal sale of things that look like a dead ringer for a gummy bear, because that's just an accident waiting to happen.
I'm Dino Flamia.
Appearing before the Senate to discuss the proposed state budget, Acting Education Commissioner Angelica Allen McMillan at length defended the state's sex education standards. She also emphasized that parents can't opt their kids out of certain lessons, like some do for dissection and biology.
Senator Mike Testa says the sex education debate isn't comparable.
This is about an eight-year-old being taught about what many people would call prurient material, showing an eight-year-old where the clitoris is.
Allen McMillan says particular body parts aren't mentioned in the state literature at that grade level. Testa asked if it would be appropriate for a neighbor to discuss that with a child.
I'm an educational expert. I'm not an expert in neighbors. I'm unable to speak to that.
Some of the materials that are contained in these standards that were created by so-called experts may subject that neighbor to potential liability under Megan's Law.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
New Jersey is among 16 states, plus environmental groups in New York and California, that filed three separate lawsuits Thursday against the U.S. Postal Service, asking for a more thorough environmental review before USPS buys thousands of gas-powered trucks, hoping for more electric delivery vehicles instead. Having once been a naval base where World War II dive bombers were trained, there is a Naval Station Wildwood Aviation Museum, which pays tribute to that era and others.
Events and Communications Manager Austin Myers says there are 26 World War II aircraft and other vehicles at the museum, which is actually in Cape May, but artifacts date from the 1930s to present day, and there's also a section spotlighting the Coast Guard as a nod to the training base nearby. The setting itself is visually striking.
We're located inside a World War II era wooden hangar. It's double wide. It's 92,000 square foot. We have, I believe it's got 4,500 windows, quite a bit.
The mission of the museum is threefold, Myers says, to educate the public, restore the hangar, and commemorate the 42 men who lost their lives in training there. The attraction is open daily and has several spotlight events planned for this summer. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Ever feel funny about what people might be finding out about you online? Google now says it will let users request that more personal types of content, like phone numbers, email, and physical addresses, be removed from search results. There's a secondary benefit here, the removal of info that could pose a risk for identity theft. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square, Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.